So, Davey, the decision has been reached. 5 years in Wexford, and you've decided to step down. Can you tell us what led to the decision?
I suppose, Alan, let's call it spade a spade. Like, in 2019, I was 100% gone only for Derek Kent, and the players probably convinced me to stay for two more. And it's hard to explain to people, Alan. Let's leave home at 1 o'clock in the day, probably get back at one at night, and it's a long road, and there's a lot of people at home maybe that need a bit more attention at times as well. But in fairness, I just feel it's time. I just, maybe from the travel one, maybe the boys, I actually am so delighted that we came back. Like, a puck of a ball, Alan, we could be in Leinster final, probably won it, going on to a semi-final. Like, we were right there, and I feel, you know what, it isn't a bad time to let the boys maybe get a new vice and stuff like that. So with a heart and a half, it was a hard decision to make, I can tell you that.
At the end of the last match, we were in Thurles, and the support had come back. And let's talk a little bit about that Wexford support, because you've never disguised the fact how important it was for you to have them. So to that Wexford support, what do you say to them?
It's funny, I was talking, we were talking to Sharon last night, of course, when I made the decision, and she said the way she was made feel in Wexford when she was in the stands is incredible. Normally, when you're a manager of a team, you'll get interference from here and there, and you'll get maybe players of the past interfering and putting in their tuppence to think what should happen. That didn't happen. The supporters are always great. I always tried to give as much time as I could to them, but I swear to God, Alan, with all my heart, the people of Wexford, I will never, ever forget how they were with me and anyone related to me. And it actually means so much, you know. Hurling is great and sport is great, but being treated with respect, and especially with things that have gone on the last few years, maybe in Clare, it means more than you'll ever know. And I just sincerely want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. You normally don't get to leave a job in this way, but I will be forever grateful the way I was treated, and I hope that the supporters will remember the amount of great days we had, and I suppose especially against Kilkenny, we had a lot of good ones.
Talk to me about the players themselves. You placed your trust in joint captains Matthew O'Hanlon and Lee Chin. The bond that was formed between you and them became a huge one. What do you say to your players?
Yeah, listen, the boys are captains for a reason. They're leaders, and Matthew O'Hanlon, an incredible leader. Lee Chin, he's top hurler in Ireland. He's number one guy, and he's a great guy. But all the rest of the guys, you've no idea, Alan. They're great guys. But now, listen, Alan, some of the guys, maybe I give a tough time to at times, and I might be heavy-handed at times. Some guys mightn't have got games, and maybe they would welcome a change, because, you know what, I have to do what I have to do to get a result. But I can tell you that every one of the Wexford players gave me everything. I think you were down once or twice a training and you could feel the atmosphere. It wasn't a bad place to be. And it was easy for me to come back to Wexford 5 years, because them players met it that way. And you know what? They're an unbelievable bunch of guys, and yeah, and that as well.
After the match, the last day out against Clare, you spoke from the heart after the game. And I mean, you were not adverse to being given criticism as well. A lot of people felt for you what you had to say that day, but they were a bit curious as to why you didn't refer to the Wexford team after that particular game. Would you like to shed some light on that for us now? Because hindsight is a wonderful thing. What was your thought process on that day, please?
Yeah, and I'm actually glad you gave me the opportunity to say that. The first two or three, if you listen to the interview after the game on Sky or whatever, I wanted to be very humble and accept that we were beaten, and I did, and I said all of Wexford would support Clare and all that. And listen, I put up with probably 7 or 8 months of the most unbelievable hurt and untruth. And I suppose that comes down to maybe my family being blamed for different things that are total lies, total untruth. And Alan, I've been carrying that around on my shoulders, and I've seen the hurt it's caused my family. And Alan, whether I won or lost, I was going to do it after that game. I wanted to get a message out that had been playing on my mind for months and months, where I've never reacted to anything, I haven't said anything. And I just wanted to get out a message even to some people in Clare that what they're doing has to stop. That was the big message.
Right.
That what they're doing has to stop. That bullying on platforms isn't good enough. Telling lies and getting journalists to write stuff that isn't true isn't good enough. It was hurting our family. It was affecting us. That's where I was coming from, Alan. Every one of them Wexford players know how I feel about them. I came back to Wexford 5 years in a row. I love them with all my heart. The last number of months have been so, so difficult, and I wanted to get it off my chest. And all I asked for, if you listen to the interview, was stuff to stop. People can work together. People can work out Anton. And that's all I did, Alan,
yeah.
110%.
The concern from the Wexford fans heading home from Thurles that day was, well, why didn't Davy refer to the team? Why didn't he refer to the support? So can you just clarify that bit for us? Because you said you're glad I asked you that question.
Alan, as I explained to you, that's been on my mind the whole time. So it has the thing that has upset me for a number of months and my family.
Yeah.
If you listen to nearly every interview I did since I've been in Wexford, have I said the same thing always about the team? Have I said the same about the fans? Have I always said how good 'tis?
Yeah.
Do I keep then to say it after every game? I hope I don't need to keep saying it after every single game, because it's always been the same story. I think that answers itself, that I've always been that way.
Yeah.
I think I was a bit emotional because of, I've explained to you why. I'm not going to stay on this conversation talking to you about that. I've explained it. And I have said on numerous occasions about the team and about the supporters. And in fairness, they know how I feel about them. I've done everything I can for Wexford. And again, I just want to say a big thank you from my heart.
Yeah.
Those people who are thinking different, maybe they need to have a look at themselves, because I've always been very gracious on how I've been treated and with the players and with the supporters in Wexford. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You and I sparked a fair bit over the last number of years or two, but I'd always ask you a straight question. You might sometimes may not have liked the question, but you always gave me an answer. So I want to wish you the very best of luck for the future, Davy. What is your next plan, or where do you plan to go next? Or have you even given it any thought?
Yeah. Listen, Alan, thank you too. I have no problem. You will always ask the hard questions. Some of the times I don't agree with the questions you ask, and I've told you that. You have to do your job, but I also want you to remember we're all human at the other side at the end of the day, and there's two sides. But I appreciate your professionalism, and I wish you the best. What's next for me? I have not a clue. Have I talked to anyone? Have I considered anything else? 100% not. You know, it's the bones of 31 and a half years that I've been involved between playing and managing at senior level. It's a long time, Alan, to be going every single year at senior inter-county level. And would I have changed the thing? No. Love it. Might I have a year or two off? Might I have a few years off? I don't know what's ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know. But whatever will be, will be. I cherish the memories, and I've made a lot of friends in different places between Waterford, Clare, Wexford. So many friends, and that's important to me. And that's what I'll have in my head. And whatever comes at them, we'll deal with it, and we'll work away.
You work very closely with my colleagues here, Liam Spratt in particular, and the commentary team, Aidan Delaney here. I know that they would expect me to pass on their sincere thanks to you as well. But can I just finish on this note? Like, county is one thing, but club is so important. And without club, there is no county. And is that for you will now, again, to keep your interest in Gaelic games, go back to your club, Six Miles Bridge? Do you agree with what I just said there? Club is king.
I was back training after the Clare game. I trained them before the Clare game. I love it. I'm training the under 17 team with the senior team in my club. And I make no apologies for it. I love it. I'm sure even the likes of your club having Lee Chin and down a train is fantastic for your young lads. Club is special. And I love working with them. And I'll certainly do my best to always be involved with the club, Alan. The club is where it all happens.
Wish you well, Davy. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You mentioned Liam Spratt there, and I just want to mention, he was incredible. The crack I had with that man, always in good form. Liam, will miss you on that. And to just everyone in Wexford, whether I come down for personal holidays or whether I come down with a team, it's been great. And everyone, just stay healthy, stay happy, and enjoy your life. That's what things are about. Take care, Alan.